At the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference, I'm speaking with Chad Olven with North Dakota State University. And Chad, you spoke here at the CUTC on some research that you're working on in the area of DDGs, and I think it's very interesting the specific application you're looking at. Can you tell us a little bit about your research?
Sure. Basically, I'm looking at a variety of different agricultural byproducts or co-products that people traditionally see as waste streams, and taking them and trying to understand them in a way that you can start incorporating them into plastics to make composites. And when you take an agricultural byproduct or co-product and you introduce it into a plastic, I typically refer to that as a biocomposite. And I have a very different approach than some of your traditional chemical engineers and chemists in trying to fractionate some of these co-products or into different petrochemicals or petrochemical-like chemicals, and instead trying to utilize them and design materials to suit different applications as is. So try not to manipulate them too much in an effort to keep costs down, but bring some multifunctionality to the material and be able to design and utilize it in applications.
So what would be an example of one way that you're working on that we might see potential from a commercial standpoint as a new use also for this product?
Certainly. My first efforts have been in trying to get into farm implement applications and working with companies such as AGCO Corp and John Deere, basically to tackle, say, interior components or even shrouds on tractors, fenders, or even into sprayer boom type designs. And basically using those fibers, understanding them, and incorporating them in a way that they provide either enhanced stiffness, especially in a sprayer boom application, that's very important to be able to go out longer. And so being able to capitalize on the cellulose content of some of these agricultural co-products is the key in designing advanced materials with them.
So how would you describe where you're at in terms of your research and in goal towards the end to make this something that could potentially enter into the commercial marketplace?
I would say I'm basically in the middle. I've developed a nice foundation over the past 5 years by looking at what other people have done in literature. And it's funny, you know, you start talking with some of these different companies and they've got the response, well, I've been there, done that. And so overcoming some of those obstacles and saying, well, here's a fresh look, here's a new approach to it, and to see if we can't surmount, you know, get past some of those obstacles. I'm talking with companies. They're interested in potentially commercializing it. So it's all about right now finding that middle ground, who's going to actually produce the material and supply it for some of these larger OEMs.
Well, best of luck, and it's great to see the type of work that's being done, and I think encouraging to corn growers to get a glimpse of what the future holds in terms of developing markets for their products. Again, I've been speaking here with Chad Olven at the Corn Utilization and Technology Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman.